Advocacy ads are the one-hit wonders of the marketing world. Open any edition of the New York Times, and chances are you'll encounter some full-page advertisement with a headline like, "Impeach Now," referring to President George W. Bush, who'll be impeached about the same time Al Gore buys a Humvee. Regardless, ads like that are a dime a dozen in the Times, adjusted for inflation, of course, since they go for about $100,000 a pop. But the current series of full-page ads for SaveDarfur.org is something else entirely. Save Darfur is a coalition of about 180 organizations that range from Amnesty International and the AFL-CIO to the U.S. Holocaust Museum and the Muslim Public Affairs Council. Together, they've ponied up tens of millions of dollars to put the egregious human rights violations in Sudan on the public's radar screen. The coalition has organized a rally in New York's Central Park, an interfaith day in Washington, D.C., and letter-writing campaigns aimed at the White House. But what makes Save Darfur stand out from other advocacy groups is its ad campaign, which stretches from the United States to Europe to the Middle East. Save Darfur's print ads have largely showcased its dishonor role of worldwide presidents, including Bush, African Union President John Kufuor, and most prominently, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. The group's television commercials, however, mostly focus on the Sudanese people and their first-hand accounts of the genocide, sometimes in Arabic. Other times in translation.
I saw a woman who was raped.
Then they threw her child in the fire.
I lost all my family.
All of them were killed.
The government just wants us to disappear.
Save Darfur wants just the opposite. And so far, its ad campaign has kept the genocide victims in the public eye. According to a spokeswoman, the coalition's emailing list has gone from 35,000 to 900,000 in the past year. Beyond that, a Save Darfur survey showed the number of people who know about the situation in Sudan has increased from 14% to 57% in 2 years. 64% of those surveyed consider ending the genocide a high priority. Not so that rogues gallery of worldwide presidents. Violence in Sudan has escalated, UN peacekeepers have been barred from entering Darfur, and the humanitarian group Doctors of the World has suspended activities there because of the life-threatening conditions. As one observer said, at the end of the day, genocide is still taking place and innocent people are still dying. Maybe SaveDarfur.org should consider linking up with ImpeachBush.org. At this point, it probably couldn't hurt.